If you would, in your Bible tonight, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. We use this verse a lot during our Wednesday night study on devotional life this last year, and it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. We really will have two different verses that we'll use a lot this year for our theme, and this verse and also in Isaiah chapter 40, a very familiar passage. So we'll be using both of them. I think they both lend towards a different subject when it comes to our theme. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, look at verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our lot affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh far for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the opportunity to come together, church family, tonight. We pray, Lord, that you just bless as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. Every few years, it seems that there is a need as a church to kind of regroup and refocus and recommit. I remember kind of the first time we made that our theme. It was in we were in the building at Norris, at the Norris Baptist Bible Seminary, and we were building the first building, the building behind me, and there was some definite times of adversity during that, and so we just made it one year our theme. Hey, let's regroup, let's refocus, let's recommit. It's important that we get back to the main thing, as I preached this morning. Again, the purpose of the church is to win the world for Jesus Christ. The purpose of the church is to see people get saved and to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. And we need to make sure that continues to be our main purpose. So our theme this year will go along the lines of regrouping, refocus, and recommitting. Why is that? Why is it that every once in a while, you as an individual, me individually, collectively as a group, we have to refocus? And I think there's many. You could come up with a list. But time has a tendency to work on all of us, doesn't it? Just time. Just that you think about the Sphinx over in Egypt and how the sand just over the years has eroded the Sphinx. I mean, just the daily grind of life and how it works on us. Our flesh has a tendency to go backwards instead of forwards. And so we have to consciously be aware of these things and constantly regroup and refocus and recommit. I mean, most companies have these type of seminars and conferences, and they'll put on leadership conferences and all these things. And so from time to time, it's just good for us to rethink some things. Why do we need to refocus, recommit, and regroup sometimes? Because it's easy to get sidetracked. This is me right here. It's easy to get sidetracked. Sometimes we get sidetracked because of bad things going on in life, but that's not always the case. Most of the time, it is choosing between what is good and best. For the most of us, really it is. It's not that we're doing anything, you know, that the world would see as being terrible or whatever the case is. But sometimes it's just making sure that we're doing what is best and not supplementing it for the good. I think about the old clocks, old watches used to have to be wound, you know. Sometimes we just got to get rewound. We have to do that. Cars need a tune-up every once in a while. I already told you the story about the 2004 GMC truck that my son drove for a long time, and now I'm driving it. It has 135,000 miles on it and didn't have a lot of power. And I knew at 100,000 we had tuned it up. We put new spark plugs in it and flushed the radiator. I mean, we did all the stuff you're supposed to do at 100,000, and I had help with that, by the way, and I didn't do that myself. Anyway, but it got it all ready, and man, it ran great. But now what's happened in 35,000 miles? Well, it's got a little older, but anyway, after much looking, I determined that it was the breather. The air filter had not been changed, and once it was changed, man, that truck came back to life. I can do donuts in it. I mean, it'll spin out. I raced somebody the other day in it. It's awesome. I spun out for a half a block. It runs great, but it needs a tune-up. Every once in a while, we need a little tune-up. Furniture every once in a while needs a new coating of a varnish, right? I have some patio furniture on our front porch that needs a fresh coat of varnish really, really bad. And so someday I'll do that. It's kind of like the garbage disposal. I appreciate it. I had a lot of comments on that this morning. I appreciate y'all's encouragement. My wife especially. But you know, just a time of refocusing. Marriage needs constant attention. Our marriages do. We constantly have to work at it. We constantly need some refreshing because our marriages are challenged, and it's challenging. And so we must be reminded of this. So our theme this year is renew. Renew. It's a simple theme. It's not complicated. It's just renew. And there are several verses in the Bible we'll use. This is the main verse we'll be using. It'll be on your calendar. There in verse 16 it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." And of course we know that the renewing we need is spiritual. It's spiritual. And we could be renewed day by day as we read our Bible, as we fellowship with the Lord. We need a daily renewal. We preached on that all last year when it came to our devotional time and the importance of being rooted in the Christ and having that devotional time and that relationship. Jesus Christ desires a relationship with us. Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship. Religion means a set of rules. It's not a set of rules. It's a relationship. And God desires a relationship with you. God desires a relationship with me. We were made for that. We were made for fellowshipping with Him. His desire is to fellowship with us. And so understanding that each of us need to be renewed day by day. And the word renewed there, the Greek, is to make new or remake. It's not real complicated, is it? To make new or remake. Every once in a while, we just need to be remade a little bit. You know, it's kind of, again, it's kind of that re-lacquering or put some new polyurethane on a piece of furniture to bring it back to its original luster. And again, from time to time, we as individuals need this. By the way, I want to be careful. We as individuals need to be renewed every day. In fact, that's what I've come to find in Christianity that's so refreshing, is that we can be renewed every day. We don't have to wait till January 1st today. We could be renewed every day. Christianity is a daily process. It's take up thy cross weekly and follow me. Take up thy cross yearly and follow me. No, he says, take up thy cross daily and follow me. And so you don't have to wait to be renewed. You can be renewed every day. And that's so important as we live this life, because we make mistakes and we sin every day, and we can follow through and be renewed every day. But we see in these particular verses, our hope is in the future coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And knowing that eternity is what matters. That this life is temporal. This life is but a vapor that appeareth for a little while and vanisheth away. I mean, the Bible makes it very clear that we're just dust. And that we're just like a flower that flourishes in the spring, and then the summer comes and it's burnt up. And so we must be reminded of that hope that's soon to come. And then we see here the emphasis in verses 15, 16, 17, 18 on the grace of God. Look at verse 15. "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." In other words, Paul is saying here, he's in the previous verses, he says, hey, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not despair. Look at verse 8, verse 9. "Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." He's just making us realize, hey, but Paul went through a lot physically. Shipwrecked, beaten, stoned, snake bit. I mean, he went through a lot physically. Which just astounds me that he can say in verse 17, "for our light affliction." I mean, Paul went through a lot, and yet he says, "for our light affliction." But he said all these things, verse 15, he's saying all these things came about that the grace of God might abound. In other words, that through these things, through Paul's suffering, that the glory of the Lord might show forth. It goes along with the verse that that through the suffering that he had, that God would receive glory. In fact, what Paul is saying is he already is doing that. That because of Paul's life, and because of the way Paul was living his life, in spite of all the persecution, in spite of all the affliction, that Christians were encouraged and God was glorified by Paul's life. that he did not allow those afflictions. He did not allow the persecution to take him down. Amen? Everybody see that? But God was glorified through his testimony. The glory of God, the grace of God was found through his testimony. And he says, because of that testimony, because God's glory is being manifest through his life, through his afflictions, and through the persecution he went through, because of that, don't quit. For which cause we faint not. But though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. He said, hey, the outward man is going to perish. I have no doubt that Paul physically, at this point in his life, as he gets towards the end here of his life, that his body was broken. We know that through historians that he was a short guy. He wasn't a good-looking guy. He was supposedly short and bald. And shorter than me, though. That's different. But short and bald and just kind of heavy set. And he wasn't an attractive man in the first place. He was a very smart man. But his body had been beaten. His body had been bruised. His body had gone through the wringer. And he's just saying, hey, don't faint because of those things. Because the outward man will perish. The Bible says the appointed man wants to die. After this, the judgment. The outward man is going to perish. The outward man is devolving, right? We're going downhill. I think what they say health-wise, we peak at like 27 or something like that physically, or maybe it's 30. But that's it. And then it's all downhill from there physically. By the way, I'm having chocolate withdrawals. It's bad. We've been on this thing now for just about 16 hours, and I'm suffering like crazy. So my wife after lunch, I said, I just want some chocolate. Can I have a cookie? Oh, outward man. He says, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Again, the inward man, the spiritual man, the new man. We've preached on this a lot this last year, being rooted in Christ. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That we need to be planted in the Lord Jesus Christ, rooted in him. The inward man needs that daily renewal. We need renewal. And then he says, in light of the affliction, it's a small price to pay in view of eternity, in verse 17. In view of eternity, the affliction was such a light thing. Remember what he went through. And then verse 18, remember to keep your eyes up. The world is temporary. Things not seen are eternal. And keep our eyes on the blessed hope of Christ's return. We need a daily renewal. We need renewal. Turn over to Isaiah again, very familiar verse if you've been a Christian very long. If not, you need to get familiar with it. It's a great verse. Verse says, Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Renewal comes from the Lord. He shall renew their strength. Renewal comes from the Lord. We all need a renewal. And I think for me personally this year, the theme fits my life. And I think for the church as well, we've come through nothing like we did the first building project we went through. But this building project didn't go as smooth. And there was a lot of activity from the staff downward that had to be placed in the emphasis upon getting the fields ready. And a lot of time, many hours was placed upon that. And so what we want to do this year is just get back and say, you know what, we need to make sure and we keep the main thing. And that is winning people to the Lord. Fulfilling the Great Commission, reaching people, working with people, ministering to people. And so that's the emphasis this year. It's just ministering to people. There won't be any big building project this year. Hopefully not the next year either. But not that we won't be doing some, and I'll tell you what we're going to, Lord willing, be able to do this year. But emphasizing ministry this year more so than anything else, and ministering to people. So our theme this year is renew. If we have that splash, you ready to put it up there? And they did a good job of putting the logo together and renew. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, renewed day by day, day by day. And we'll have go ahead and have the ushers pass out the calendars. And there's plenty. You can have a couple per family. And I hope that we made the calendar again this year as we did last year. And I need one too, Brother Juan. The calendar like we did last year, instead of having it being a long calendar like that, it's just one page front and back. And so it's easier maybe to put on your your refrigerator, and then you can switch it over when you get to July or whatever it is. Thank you, Brother Juan. And especially this year on the calendar, as always, we have the four special meetings, the four main meetings. The stewardship conference coming up in a couple of weeks with Brother J.C. House, the 15th or the 18th. The Bible conference in March with Brother Stewart, in March 5th through the 8th. And then in August, the summer revival. This year, the summer revival will be Brother Getch, and he is from West Coast Baptist College. And you're going to enjoy him. He is the Bible memorization man. He has a ton of the Bible memorized. He's a great preacher. You're going to enjoy him. And then missions conference is in September this year instead of October. We moved it to September, trying to free up some maybe some of our valuable time, your valuable time in the month of October. And so also so we can emphasize it maybe a little better. Because sometimes the missions conference, it seems, has gotten kind of swallowed up in the harvest days. And so that'll give you the four main meetings. I hope you'll take the four meetings, put them on your calendar, and try to schedule around those. And I hope that you'll do that. And I know those meetings are planned for us. They're planned for us to, as a church family. So I hope you'll try to do that. I'm going to have Brother Wiggins come and lead in the new chorus. Again, this is the chorus. It's a chorus this year. Just a chorus written by Mr. Wiggins. Sorry. Yeah.
So 3 years from now, we're just going to say one word and sit down. So Pastor always says, let's sing that chorus. So I was like, well, the first year I wrote like two verses. The next year I wrote one verse and a chorus. And last year, or I don't know what I've done. But I appreciate Miss Angela, by the way. She puts the music to it. So anyway, there it is up there. Well, I'll sing it through a couple times and then see if you can sing it with me. Then we'll be used to it here in a couple weeks. It's pretty simple. All right. Renew in me my spirit from day to day. I want to walk with you, my Lord, along the holy way. I never want to drift away from your path for me. Renew my inward man, dear Lord, so your will I'll see. Pretty simple, right? All right, you'll try it this time. Here it is. Renew in me my spirit from day to day. I want to walk with you, my Lord, along the holy way. I never want to drift away from your path for me. Renew my inward man, dear Lord, so your will I'll see.
Amen. That's the first I've heard it too, so that's good. He never lets me hear it before the service on Vision Night. And we'll look forward to emphasizing again, every service emphasizing renew. And every year when we put together the theme, we generally go along the lines of our purposes as a church. And purpose of the church is to love God, to grow together and serve others. It's up on the walls. And, from year to year, the emphasis of the theme emphasizes maybe one or part of these. For instance, the year we had a theme of do good. Well, that emphasizes, for most part, serving others. And so at certain times, last year's rooted in Christ would fall in two of them, loving God and growing together. And so this year, renew actually falls in line with all three. Renewing. We want to renew our commitment and our love for the Lord. We want to renew our commitment and love for growing in Him. Renew our commitment and love to serve others. So it really will be emphasizing all three purposes of the church, all right? We look forward to, on Sunday nights, of finishing up Philippians, I promise, this year. And we'll go to another subject, probably being one of discipleship. What does it mean to be a disciple of the Lord? And we'll talk about that. And we'll spend some time this year on what it is to be a committed Christian and those type of subjects. Wednesday night, we will cover soul winning, visitation. We're going to do, Brother Wiggins will be conducting a class on Wednesday nights during the church service, and we'll have a sign-up sheet for it on how to win somebody to the Lord. So we've done this in the past, but it'll be a four-week course, and we'll allow maybe about 20 adults to sign up in the spring and maybe 20 adults in the fall. And if you're interested, we'll have that sign-up sheet out here in a few weeks. I don't remember exactly when it is. It's on your calendar maybe. But anyway, so soul winning emphasis. And Wednesday night, we'll probably cover where the direction I'm headed is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. So we'll look forward to that. Again, I want to encourage you in your devotional time, your personal Bible study. Miss Danya has the personal devotionals. You're going to put them back at the back. After the service, she'll have those out. So your daily Bible reading schedule, she has those. And so I hope you'll pick those up and make a conscious effort to read your Bible daily. Also, to have a family devotion. And from time to time, I have to renew that at our house and say, okay, here we go. Let's get going again in our devotional time. There's some good devotionals in the bookstore. You can pick up some by Paul Chappell or Butler or several others, or Dr. Barber. You can go old school and go Spurgeon several others that you can get personal or daily devotional times, and that's real important. And then we think about loving God. Loving God has to do with us attending our worship services and the preaching. It has to do with our daily devotional time and Bible study. It has to do with giving. Giving is a part of our loving the Lord, and I hope that you are systematically giving to the Lord and tithing. If you're not, I just challenge you to do so. God will bless you for it. I was reading again a story of a man who attended a church on a Sunday night. He had just really come down to nothing. It was during the Depression. He had nothing to his name. Really had become a bum. Just had no job, no nothing. Showed up at a church, and the preacher was preaching on devoting himself to the Lord and giving. And so he actually wrote on an envelope, this guy did, wrote on an envelope, I will give my tithe to the Lord once I get a job. Within 2 hours, he had a job. And he tells the story how that God just continued to bless him as he gave, and that he never went without bread again, never went hungered again. He actually had lost his family and had lost his kids and everything. God gave him everything back. It was a great story. I may pull it out and put it in written form and let you read it. Just a tremendous story how God will bless. I remember my dad saying over and over again, you can do a lot more with the 90% than you can the 100. The Bible speaks of money when we don't give as being given to us and as there being holes in our pockets. And I'm just telling you, God will bless you if you will give. And God will bless you. And so encourage you in that fashion to give. You can. A lot of you have started giving online. You can do that. You can give by credit card now. We've got all fancy. So there's multiple ways of giving if you don't carry cash around and don't write many checks anymore. This year, too, we'll be having our annual anniversary offering. We do that commitment here in about 3 or 4 weeks, building fund and commitment, anniversary offering. The building fund offering this year will be very, very, very important. Maybe more, probably the most important building fund commitment we've had since we started, since we built the first building, I mean. So it's going to be important that all of us be a part of the building fund. I have personally been giving the building fund since we started, of course. But I probably haven't raised my building commitment in the last 4 or 5 years. It's been kind of the same, you know, just knowing what's been done. We have generally about between 100 and 130,000 come in the building fund every year, which is tremendous. That's awesome. And so this year it's going to be real important that commitment come in that we break that mold. So our family's committed to give a little more. And you say, why? Well, there's an activity center over there that we're all enjoying. It's awesome. But it also has to be paid for. That's that negative. Not supposed to be negative on Vision Night. It's not negative. It's an awesome facility. It's amazing. So, just encouraging that way. And the anniversary offering this year will go towards some summer projects. And that's what we're going to call them. We're going to have 2 or 3 summer projects this year. So no big building or nothing like that, of course, but some summer projects. And so the summer projects will be along the lines of taking the building next back behind us. About 3 years ago, we remodeled the nurseries on the west side, completely remodeled, did a lot of painting. We put in new lights in the downstairs, you know, the LED lights. We've done some things over there to continue to try to upkeep. But the downstairs carpet needs to be replaced really, really bad in the building behind us. And we don't want to replace it with carpet. We're going to replace it with something else. So it'll be replaced with tile or vinyl or something really nice. And so that's what we want to do this next year, is take the building behind us, the downstairs, and replace the carpet with whatever it is, something durable. Because especially with the Christian school going on as well, everybody hangs out around that welcome center there, and you have cups, and that's understandable. The school's done a better job of not having drinks and stuff out. But so we always get stains right there as people walk in. And we do a good job. We have a company now we've found that does a great job of coming in and cleaning our carpets about every 2 or 3 months, 4 months, whatever it is. And so, but the stain comes right back because everybody with me? I promise to let you guys out on time. I know this is practical stuff, but I know it would be encouraging to you. Just because we're trying to pay for buildings and do other things doesn't mean we don't need to continue to keep up what we got. Amen? Be a good steward of what we have. And we want people, when they walk in, for things to be clean and nice and also enjoyable for us. We want to continue to enjoy the buildings that God has given us, be a good steward of those things, and progress, go forward, you know. Amen. Go forward. I don't want to retreat. I want to go forward. And so downstairs, one of the ideals was, and we'll look into it, of taking that foyer behind us on the north side and taking out the four wooden doors and opening it up and making that space bigger. And when we do the carpet replacement, and then also taking the donut room is what it really has become. And we can take the wall out that goes into the hallway. We can take that wall out and just open it up so you can just go right in there, and we can kind of create a coffee shop type atmosphere in there where people can hang out. We don't have a lot of places, especially in that building, for people to hang out. It wasn't intended to be that way. It's an educational building. Whereas here you have big hallways and things, and someday we'll have some, anyway. But so that would be kind of a neat, I think people would use it more often if it was that way. It could still be used for the school, for their cafeteria as well. So just opening it up, and then that would be, the flooring would all be the same from the foyer there, the hallways, into that room. Everybody see? No vote on that. It was just talking about it. But we will do something at least to the carpet this next year. The other projects, these will be summer projects. We're not doing any projects till summer. We're going to reach people. We're going to concentrate on people throughout the January, February, March, April, May, and just concentrate on ministry. And then the summer, when the school lets out, we'll concentrate on that. And then the upstairs educational building, we talked about when we got through with the activity center, coming over, expanding the ambassador's classroom, taking out two smaller classrooms, making the ambassador's classroom bigger, and then putting the puppet stage in that class, which would give the children's church, and Ms. Slatta will love that, would give the children's church an abundance of room. They could put 150 kids in there, I don't know, a bunch. And then remodeling and redoing the puppet stage and really doing, it just needs it after all these years. I enjoy the puppet stage now. Brother Clark built it, did a great job. I still am fascinated by the leaning house and the way all that works. It's just cool. And but this will allow for basically two puppet stages, the way it'll work. And then, anyway. So that would be the two main projects we would do. And along with the general maintenance and things, we're still, I know some of you, we still have a leak or two, in here, and we're constantly working on those things and trying to get them squared away. The leaks are just sometimes hard to find. They've worked on these couple of leaks 4, 5, 6 times and still haven't quite nailed it. So we are going to do those things. So I'm excited about that. I think it would be great to see the downstairs. We're going to continue to see some more decorating and things that we'll be doing. And so that's where the anniversary offering will go towards, the remodel of the upstairs and downstairs, these two places. All right, so a renewed emphasis again upon our collective worship. In other words, we're going to be spending a lot of time looking at music and looking at our prayer times and looking at our services and our schedule of services, and not that we're changing any schedule of services, but just the way we go about worshiping collectively and just continue to refine and do our very best for the Lord. Adult Sunday schools, we think about starting a Spanish department. That'll start next Sunday. Still would like to see a ladies' class started. Miss Pat Shepherd had already volunteered to start the ladies' class, and of course then now she has gotten sick. And so we'll continue to go forward and give Miss Pat some time. I hope I said that publicly. I don't know if I should have or not, but we all love Miss Pat. So, but we'll see how the Lord leads there. And then just a renewed emphasis in our adult classes upon care groups in these areas. Discipleship, of course, Brother Cox is over that. And again, just church fellowships, women of virtue, men of valor, all of these areas. Again, the emphasis upon regrouping, refocusing upon renewal. So the emphasis upon quality of ministry. We say it every year, but this year the focus will be on quality of ministry. From Sunday school to Master Club to Children's Church, every facet, every area, music, all these areas will be looked at and do our very best to do some tweaking. The church never runs on all eight cylinders. It's usually running on six or seven, and sometimes it gets down to four or five. So we want to come back and try to do our best to put all our efforts into that. The four special meetings I've already covered. Serving others, so loving God, growing together, serving others. Again, the emphasis this year upon soul winning and reaching our community. Outreach, we do our outreaches through our special days, our Beast Feasts, our special events, through our Heritage Day, Harvest Days, you know, First Responder Sunday, Easter Sunday, Armed Forces Days, and emphasizing the importance on these special days of us telling others of these special events and inviting someone. You know, the Beast Feast was not just intended for us guys to get together and shoot and have a good time. Beast Feast was intended for us to invite somebody who may not normally attend church, who might come out to an event that's more, you know, a little geared towards fellowship, and then opportunity to give them the gospel. And so just want to take those opportunities to serve the church, serve the community every way we can. Continue to be involved in the community and the various associations here in town. Continued help of our two church plants now, and Brother Pugh and Brother Stone, and continue to pray for them, of course, but also helping them in any way we can. Talking about serving others. Missions emphasis, and we put a lot of emphasis upon four missions this last year, and I'm thankful we were up to 75 missionaries. But I don't want to see us stop there at all, do you? My ultimate goal has always been to get to 100, to 100 foreign missionaries. And even in the budget we have now, that could be done, even now. If we just continue just to kind of march along. And so I'd encourage you just to pray that way, and I'd love to see the base support for our missionaries right now is $75 a month. So most of our missionaries get $75 a month. When they come back after 3 or 4 years and report to us, we raise them $25. So we have some missionaries who are getting $150 a month because we've been supporting them 15 years and they've come back 3 or 4 times. Everybody see that? But the base support, like when we took on the new missionary a couple nights ago, he's getting $75 a month. So I'd like to see us in the yearly administrative meeting, and I'll bring this up and we'll vote on it, to take the base support up to $80 this year. And so what we do is all the missionaries would go to $80. So all of the missionaries, all the foreign missionaries would get a $5 raise. And then all new missionaries would come on at $80 a month. And then the next year we'll try to go to $85 to $90. 95 and 100, and just bring it on up to that 100 mark. And then, as we're going to this year, in fact, next Sunday night will be a new missionary. We'll be taking on a new foreign missionary next Sunday night. And we'll just keep marching forward to that 100 mark and get to 100 missionaries at $100. Wouldn't that be awesome? I think that's a great goal, don't you? And I think it'll take us 4 or 5 years here. Maybe our 20th anniversary would be nice to have that goal fulfilled and to do that, and so we'll work towards that, all right? I know that's a lot to do with our staff and Brother Wiggins and I getting those foreign missionaries in and getting them put on the books, so we'll work hard at that. So foreign missionaries and continuing to outreach and reach others, not just in our community but around the world. Emphasis upon missions. Renewed and forward. Adversity comes. you know, a church that's growing is always in transition. And I've said that every year for the last, since 2007. A growing church is always in transition. We all need to be able to make some changes in order to help with the growth. And so this year, as we've only had one other time, that was in 2010, I believe, we've seen a dip in attendance, mainly because of the 50 people that have moved away. And we've had, of course, every year we have a few that stop coming. But just remembering and encouraging and saying, hey, go forward. You know, remembering that our job is here to minister. Our job is to do the work. God gives the increase. You know, I'm a Sunday school teacher. I'm just to visit. I'm to visit my class. I'm to minister to my class and reach out to prospects. But God gives the increase. We do the work. God gives the increase. We've tried to, over the years, to always focus on work-related goals and not necessarily numerical goals. We've had a few numerical goals, but work-related goals. And so we'll continue to emphasize the work and let God give the increase. But we need a renewed commitment. Again, a renewed commitment to loving God, growing together, and serving others. As again, we think about campus development, we think about the remodeling of the building, of the downstairs hallways, the ambassador's class upstairs. There's still a few things to be done in the activity center and the ball field, such as putting the scoreboards up when those football comes around and baseball comes around. And so we'll be looking at doing those things. But what a blessing of God to have the facilities we have. Amen. What a blessing. And we need to utilize them to the utmost in order that we might reach more people. And Brother Latta will be having the 3-on-3 basketball tournament this year. There'll be some other uses of the facility next door that we can do to continue to reach out to our community and use that tool as an outreach tool. Amen? And that's what we want to do. And again, we've seen just a continual amount of visitors every Sunday attending our services. It's amazing how many visitors we have. The last couple of weeks, maybe exceptions, but on any given Sunday, there are 10 to 15 visiting families in our auditorium every Sunday. And on every Sunday, almost every Sunday, you can count on there being a new family here. And usually it's 2 or 3 new families here. And so God has seen fit to put us in a position to have an opportunity to reach a lot of people for the Lord. And so we this year are renewing our commitment to reaching people for the cause of Christ. And we've been doing it. And y'all know me. I'm about steady as she goes. So we're just going to do the same thing we've always done, right? Just do the same thing. Keep plodding along. Keep the music the same. Keep the preaching the same. We're not going contemporary. We're not changing what we're doing. We're just going to keep the main thing the main thing. Some of y'all are taking what I'm saying wrong before I got into that last two statements. Same old, same old. The same old works. And the problem with we all get apathetic towards it. We just have to be re-encouraged to, hey, let's go forward. Let's go forward. So many other churches start changing stuff. No, we don't need to change anything. We don't need to change our methods to reach people. We just need to work the method that God's given us. Amen? Because it works. Go out in the highways and hedges, compel them to come in that my house may be full. The Bible emphasizes going, not coming. Anybody understand what I mean by that? In other words, we have to go get them. The Bible emphasizes us going and getting them, and then the house being full. They're not just going to show up at our door. The only way they'll show up at our door, you say, well, we should change and do this. But we could put on a concert and have them show up okay, I'm done. I know where I'm headed. Y'all don't want to go. We're going to get out on time tonight. We need to be careful as a church to continue in the path that God has given us. We are a Baptist church. We are a conservative, traditional Baptist church. And as long as y'all let me stay here, that's what we'll continue to be. Amen? And I'll scream that from the rooftops, all right? And I appreciate your willingness to stand behind it. But you say, well, if we're not, you know, if we would have a concert or do some things every Sunday and put a light show on up here. And by the way, we could do a good job of it. We got some good good singers and good musicians. But by the way, if you do that kind of church, you have to be better than the guy down the street from you. You got to be better than the guys across 35 if you're going to do church that way. So we decided not to do that way. One thing is we think it's not biblical, but another thing is, I told you I wasn't going this way, but I still am. Just keep the main thing, reaching people for Jesus. And we're not mad at nobody. And just keep on reaching people. Preach the truth in love, be kind and gracious, but reach people for Jesus. Amen? It's 6:53. Let's all stand. We have a verse of invitation. For the very first time in our church's history, on Vision Night, we'll be out on time. Hymn 162, Lord, I'm coming.